Welcome to World Ocean Radio. I'm Peter Neal, founder of the World Ocean Observatory. To deal with the future, we need an inventory of the basic risks, an order of severity to address and guide our political agenda. We are confronted with long-term and short-term impacts, a severity index, in such categories as environmental, geopolitical, societal, and technological. Our order of address determined by public perception, importantly guided by government direction. The World Economic Forum recently published a Global Risks Perception Survey, 2025-2026, which reveals a dramatic change in emphasis that provides risk analysis into the political leadership and agenda of the present. The report lists long-term risks over 10 years forward in order as follows. Extreme weather events, biodiversity loss and ecosystem collapse, critical changes to Earth systems, misinformation and disinformation, adverse outcome of AI technologies, natural resource shortages, inequality, cyber insecurity, societal polarization, and pollution. The short risks over 2 years are strikingly reordered: geoeconomic confrontation, misinformation and disinformation, societal polarization, extreme weather events, state-based armed conflict, cyber insecurity, inequality, erosion of human rights and civic freedoms, pollution, involuntary migration or displacement, indeed a near complete reversal of priorities. Why this change? Why this reordering of severity and need? Over the past decades, I would argue that the long-term focus has been the pervasive guiding short-term order of immediate response through scientific research, national policy and international law, economic needs, social equity, peace, and progress. Suddenly, it is reversed away from positive engagement to negative disruption, to impacts regressive, or at least antithetical to earlier statements of condition and progressive solution. The report seems to indicate that the progressive focus of the past on the future has been supplanted by a regressive setback to serious change and social consequence. The long-term emphasis is what we advance here on World Ocean Radio. The short-term agenda is worse than contradiction. The severe social decline is a devastating reversal. The loss of focus on long-term change is a destructive admission of failure of human enterprise and imagination to shape a sustainable, vital, global community for the future. If we are now compelled to confront the severity of change, we are wasting vital, limited time focusing on reaction against instead of proaction for. Who is responsible? Who will be held accountable? Why suddenly are we a world of confrontation, misinformation, polarization, insecurity, inequality, eroded rights, and delimited freedoms, pollution, and displacement? Is this who we are now? Is this who we want to be? We don't have time for short-term severity. It debilitates our present and corrupts our future. We don't really have time for long-term solution, certainly not if we continue to waste the opportunity for change. So global risk, regardless of order, and global need are more than just severe. They are an oceanic crisis. We live in a hydraulic society. Hydraulic is water in motion. To embrace it, measured by natural, economic, political, and social scales, is the force that will determine the success of what we call civilization. Water can order priorities, reduce severities, augment equality, reduce conflict and polarization, enhance human rights and civic freedoms, and shape the future. The greatest risk is our failure to confront the greatest risks and to succumb to failed imagination, narrow self-interest, dislocation, and fear of change. Risk water, risk life. The ocean is the solution. We will discuss these issues and more in future editions of World Ocean Radio.
World Ocean Radio is distributed by the Public Radio Exchange and the Pacifica Network for use by college and community radio stations worldwide. Find us wherever you listen to podcasts and at worldoceanobservatory.org.